come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere for Knockout Radio. I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What's going on?
Well, that's nice.
What is?
Oh, you can say, welcome to Knockout Radio.
No, I was saying what's going on to you first. Then I'm going to welcome everybody else. I was being nice to you for a change.
Why? What happened?
The hell with you. Hope hope everybody's having a great
there
day. Welcome to the show. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. And shockingly, I have a couple bitches.
That's what you do. You always have bitches with you.
Well, you tell me where you stand on a couple of these things.
Please do.
First and foremost, I can't stand a lot of things. The four-letter network is one of them.
Okay.
Correct me if I'm wrong. The four-letter network now shows mixed martial arts. Correct?
They show UFC.
They show mixed martial arts.
I don't know if they show mixed martial arts. They show UFC.
The UFC is mixed martial arts.
Oh, okay. Then yes, you're correct.
Okay. So they are now promoting mixed martial arts.
Yes.
Correct? They do shows regarding mixed martial arts, correct?
Yes.
They have a mixed martial artist in the UFC Hall of Fame doing a show on the Four Letter Network, correct?
Okay.
How long should I continue this?
No, we get the point.
Okay. That the Four Letter Network now has a stake in mixed martial arts.
Correct. Because they're owned by Disney.
I don't know what that has to do.
Aren't they all Disney owns ESPN, ESPN?
Yeah, but what does Disney have to do
with it? Because they signed a contract with Disney, right? UFC?
Well, yeah. Well, they signed with...
It's all together.
Yeah. Oh. Again, Disney has nothing to do with this.
Okay.
Okay. This is four-letter network. So last week, the UFC, which is shown on the four-letter network and the four-letter network plus and all the other four-letter network formats. So last week, the event is in San Diego.
Yes, it was.
Couldn't tell you which fight. I was at the Buccaneer game, which we'll talk about over the next 2 hours. There is a brutal knockout.
Okay.
Okay. And the Putz, who is doing the Four Letter Network show at the time,
okay,
said, luckily that guy, talking about the referee, luckily that guy stopped the fighter from going in and doing more damage.
That's his job. Good job. Good job, guy.
Guy.
Great guy.
Right, guy.
That's
great
a good guy.
Good guy. My big complaint is this.
Should call him referee.
I would expect you to do absolutely no research.
Okay.
I get it. You know, you sit down, you read copy. Well, you don't even do that. I'm just saying the four-letter network guy.
Yeah, but even I know that Frank Trigg, the legendary.
Well, he's not legendary.
Frank Trigg.
He's not legendary.
The legend.
He's not legendary.
The iconic.
He's not iconic.
Frank Trigg.
Frank Trigg's fight is in the UFC Hall of Fame. Frank Trigg, I love the guy. I mean, we are extremely good friends. But let's don't overdo it. He's not legendary. He's not legendary.
Okay, he's iconic.
He's not iconic. He was in an iconic fight.
He's memorable.
He was in a memorable fight.
The memorable Frank Trigg.
Okay. Right. Well, you can ask Mick Ferrari when he's on later and we do the very special Queer Eye for the Sports Guy segment about Frank Trigg and Mick Ferrari. That's legendary.
Okay.
But we'll leave it at that.
All right.
But when you're talking MMA on an MMA network.
No, it's not an MMA network. It's sports, general sports.
But it's sports, but it's they're in bed with the UFC.
Yeah.
You don't think somebody there could have said, hey, that's a former UFC fighter. It might make you sound a little better if you say, great job by Frank Trigg, not that guy.
I mean, do you think Frank's okay with them calling him that guy?
Yeah.
I think it should have just been the referees, the great stoppage, or he shouldn't have stopped it. Or, you know, it should have been a title, more like an official role. Not like, because you're not going to call out an official by his first name or legal name or fighter name in any other sport. Like, you're not like referee, you know, Sam Smith from...
hold on a second.
Called a technical on LeBron James.
That's not true. Because like in Major League Baseball, there's some of these umps that are so disliked and awful at the same time that they do reference them by name. Now, I couldn't tell you because I haven't watched a baseball game in years, which is about to change.
What happened? Why did you have a sudden change of heart?
Well, it's not a change of heart.
Oh.
There's something going on Saturday that I have no interest in.
Okay.
And so I wanted to find something that I have just as little interest in.
Okay.
So I'm going to go to the Rays game.
Okay. All right. Excited?
No.
Hey, well, I mean, are you worried about getting rained out?
Yes. I'm worried about getting rain walking from my car to the stadium, to the domed stadium.
But going back to the ESPN thing,
yep.
They have ESPN Ocho, which has like cornhole tournaments and like
that the cornhole tournaments now have cameras inside the hole, so you can see the beanbag approaching the hole. It's pretty cool.
They should put a camera inside the glove of the UFC fighter.
That'd be cool.
Right?
That'd
like
be cool.
Right in between the big knuckle and the little knuckle.
Maybe they should have the beanbag thrower have a camera too, so you can see the direction that the bag is being thrown.
But the UFC should be on like ESPN Ocho. I mean, because there are 8 sides in an octagon.
What are you talking about?
I'm just saying, if you're going to want to get viewers up, you got to know where to find the show. And I go to ESPN Plus and ESPN and ESPN Cinco and Ocho and Ocho Cinco, and I can't find the fights. I never find the damn fights. All I see is highlights, and they're like, there's that guy.
All right, so that's one thing.
Okay.
Another thing, and we're going to welcome back during the Queer Eye for the Sports Guy, Mick Ferrari's, it's a big coming out party, which he wants to invite you to.
Yeah, he's been waiting for years for that.
Yeah, well, we all have. and we think that this is the time.
Shocking.
So Mick will be on. He's going to, have you come out and perform.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw.
Right. So it's all set up.
What am I performing?
Well, it's your coming out party, so you can do literally whatever you want. Have you heard the story? And I know we only have a couple of minutes, then we're going to go out to Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City.
As we prepare for the number one pound-for-pound fighter in the world, Kamaru Usman, fights this weekend. And coming up momentarily, Jared Gordon. And then at the bottom of the hour, Luis Saldano will be on, and we're going to talk to him. We might not be able to do the other two, which bums me out, because there was some really cool stuff that we could have talked about. But a couple things that I do want to get off. Little League World Series.
Yeah.
Did we talk about the hug?
Yeah, we talked about the kid getting hit in the head, and then the one that got hit in the head ran to the mound and consoled the pitcher who was distraught that he plucked the kid. But they're kids. Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do with kids.
No, you yell over from first base, "Hey, dude, I'm all right."
No, it's not. That's not. Not at that age.
I would have gotten a whooping like no other. But I'm going to top it, because Brody Jackson, okay, who plays on Team Web City. Now, before you moved to the Tampa Bay area, we used to have a place called Web City here.
Web City was legendary.
It was legendary. It was legendary. So Brody Jackson plays third base.
Okay.
He's 11 years old.
Okay.
He's 4'11". And he wears number 23.
Okay.
His dream job. You know how they have all those little stars up there? His dream job. What do you think his dream job is?
Oh, man.
I'll throw you a softball.
Co-host of Knockout Radio.
It's my dream for him to have that as well. It's food related.
Okay.
Brody Jackson's dream job is to be the chicken nugget taste tester.
That's an important job. I mean, right now it's held by Kelly Anderson.
Yeah, Kelly has that right
Captain
now.
Kelly Anderson is now official nugget tester.
Yeah, and we don't have the thumb up or down yet from.
That's not a bad goal.
Not a bad goal.
Yeah, that's not a bad thing as a kid. I mean, a French fry guy, Happy Meal.
Could be all right as an adult too. Could be. All right, more stuff to get off my chest. We're gonna hit a break when we come back. He's been on before. We're going to welcome back Flash, Jared Gordon, when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Some. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Kurt Gowdy, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, face demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
You're hungry, where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink, where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team, where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
I'm Kevin Hazlett. As a prosecutor, I faced down human traffickers and drug cartels. I was threatened, even followed. But you can't seek justice if you're looking over your shoulder. In Congress, I won't be intimidated by the left or open border Republicans. The Washington cartel wants amnesty. I'll say no. They do nothing as fentanyl floods our streets. I'll fight to finish the wall. The cartels won't like this ad. I'm Kevin Hazlett, and that's why I approved it.
Join the Humane Society of Tampa Bay for our 19th annual Tuxes and Tails. This Black Tie Gala will be hosted at the Tampa Convention Center on October 8th from 5:30 p.m. till midnight and will feature adoptable pets, a silent auction, a cocktail hour with complimentary wine and beer, dinner and dessert, live entertainment, an after party with cigars and dancing along the Riverwalk, and much more. Tickets and sponsorship are still available at www.tuxestailstampa.com. Come show your support for homeless animals in Tampa Bay while you dine and dance all night.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Mike Matheny, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back hanging out here at Tournament de Pizza. Lots of stuff to get to. The Bucks boarded a plane yesterday. They're in Nashville.
Okay.
A couple days practice with the Titans, and then the game. We're going to preview that in a minute. Right now, let's head out to Salt Lake City as we get ready for UFC 278. Let's welcome back to the program, Jared Gordon. Jared, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Not too bad. We appreciate the time. Other than talking to the media, what's the best or worst part of fight week?
Oh, obviously the worst part is cutting weight. Although I have, I try to rejoice in it. You know, I feel like I've got it down pretty well now. And, you know, it's just part of the process. One day I'm going to wish that I was able to cut weight again, you know? So, even though it's the worst part, still something that like I kind of love to do because, you know, it's part of my sport. The best part is winning. That's it.
Are you one of the guys or one of the athletes, you know, that likes to watch the Food Channel fight week while you're cutting weight?
I actually do something. Yeah, I do that. There's also, I forget what it's called, but if you go on YouTube and you put in, like, people drinking soda, there's, like, videos of people, like, pouring Sprite or, like, Coca-Cola or Fanta into, like, a cup of ice. There's, like, microphones so you could hear all the bubbles fizzling and the ice jingling. And then and they drink the soda, and they have, like, microphones on their throats so you could hear the gulping, like the and it just seems so amazing when you're thirsty. Right. And I literally fall asleep, and I start dreaming about it. And I'm, like, dreaming about, like, Mountain Dew, like, all these sodas I would never normally drink. But, yeah, I'm one of those guys.
That's crazy, but now it makes sense. When the UFC was here in Tampa, and Matt's going to chime in here in a minute, he owns a couple pizzerias in town. He's the co-host of the show. And we brought, I don't know, it was 6-7 full pies into the PR room. And a lot of the fighters that were fighting that week, they would come in, lift the box up, and like fan it and smell it. So it's kind of the same thing as what you just said.
Yeah, it's the same thing. I do the same thing. I'll just look at food, watch the food channel. I'll see like commercials for like Caesar's pizza, which I've never ate Caesar's in my life, and I'm like, wow, that looks so good. But yeah,
their cheese bread is pretty good.
So Jared, I've got a idea for a reality show. So this afternoon, like, so same kind of thing. If you're in a weight cut and you're malnutrition and you're starving, you know, we make you walk in and lock you into the walk-in cooler. Now this morning, Randy went into my walk-in in the back, got trapped. He couldn't get out.
Funny.
And all of a sudden, I heard like, and then the knocks got more panicky. It's like, but we could lock people in with all their food they crave and see if they survive. If they can. Would resist the temptation.
If they can resist. Oh, I don't like that.
Without tapping, before knocking on the door like you did.
No, I'll pass.
You tapped quick, Randy.
Yeah, it's just going to be fun.
Yeah, hard. As long as I'm not the one that's locked in there, it really wasn't. how were you, and I know I asked you this the last couple of times you were on, how do you get through fight week? Do you try not to think of the task at hand, which is, your fight on Saturday, or do you just chill, watch TV, play video games? What are you going to do to get to Saturday?
I mean, we have some downtime. We'll explore the city. Salt Lake is beautiful, so we've been, running around a little bit. I have my wife here with me this time. The last couple were at the Apex, and the one before that was at Flat Island, so no one could really come with me. But I used to try to, not think about it. Now I'm actually visualizing, being backstage, making the walk, getting in the cage and fighting and trying to visualize the exact outcome that I want. So I do that a bunch of times. By the time I get in there, I've already fought this guy 50 times in my brain. So it's just another day, but this time I'm doing it with my body instead of just my brain. I've had a lot of fights now and I'm starting to really enjoy it, and the anxieties I've learned is going to be there no matter what. So I might as well just, take it in stride and make the best of it with the energy and, all the visualization and the meditation, and just go in there strong and ready.
Is it, has the feeling and the thoughts as you're walking to the cage, has it slowly changed a little bit, or is it, you just mentioned the anxiety, is it still all the same because you still literally are walking to a cage for a fist fight?
It's pretty, when I was young, it was weird. I was talking about this with my wife the other day. When I just started fighting as an amateur and then early on in my pro career, I had no fear. I didn't, I never really got hurt or lost. And then you start going through your career, you have some setbacks, some surgeries, some losses, you end up in the hospital after fights, and your mind starts to change. I don't want this to happen again. But now it's starting to go back to that, not caring, not that I don't care, but just being free of the burden of the anxiety,
Interesting.
So Jared, so I'm surprised Randy didn't ask you, because this is kind of one of his questions that he uses to ask people. But there's a time-lapse video of you signing posters for Media Day. You put a question on how many posters do you think there are. My question, and Randy's question always is, do you do anything special? Do you ever have a different color pen and make a couple or special that no one knows, or a golden egg, or is kind of just unique or special? You sign a special location just for a certain poster or a certain fan, or is it always the same? And
it's usually the same. I just sign Flash and that's it. I don't write my whole name out. That's just ridiculous. I just sign Flash and I try to get by the end of the poster signing, it's just like a chicken scratch.
Right. Do they start out like normal? Like get it over. Yeah, the first one is legible, and the end is just like lines?
Yeah, exactly. It's just lines. Yeah.
People, obviously, you know, you fighters get one of those posters, and I know that they sell the posters, you know, at the fight. Do you collect anything, whether it's memorabilia from your fights or other fights or just memorabilia in general?
I mean, I have, like, all my posters. I just never open them. My last fight, I got off the plane. I put my bags in the trunk of my car. I valeted at the airport. And I put the poster in there in, like, a tube. And it's still sitting in there. I haven't even taken it out of my trunk yet.
Wow. You might want to, you know, at least put it in the air conditioning so that it won't get ruined.
Yeah.
No.
You know.
It's all good. It's all good. Give me your thoughts on your opponent.
Experienced, sharp and dangerous in the first round. You know, people keep saying, oh, he's older, which he is. I'm not banking on that being the reason I win, though. You know, I got to expect him to be in the best shape for three rounds as he could be. But I think that cardio will play a role, and we're in altitude, so it might play even a bigger role. I've definitely reinvented myself on the feet. I learned a lot from my last fight, so I won't make those same mistakes again. And obviously, my hand will be raised. That's always my thoughts and what I'm visualizing. So.
While you're in the octagon, you know, fights going on, are you just like fighting on muscle memory? Are you thinking? Are you trying not to think? Can you hear the crowd? Can you hear stuff going on? Kind of walk us through that.
I think when I was younger, I just went. That was it. But now I'm trying to execute, you know, certain game plans and be as mindful and aware as possible. You know, punches are coming, strikes are coming, takedowns. You know, I get hit, just brush it off and keep moving on. Don't panic, don't rush. Just let it happen naturally. Don't force anything. And normally when I'm in that state of mind, I do really well. So
Jerry, we'll go back to, more of an altitude question. Have you done anything to acclimate yourself to being in Salt Lake City? I mean, have you been training vertically or in, in preparation for this fight based on the location?
I bought an altitude tent. It's on my bed. I've been sleeping in it for 8 weeks. and we got here a couple of days earlier than they would normally have us come in just to acclimate here. But I feel great. I've been training hard, working out hard here. So I think that my altitude tent definitely helped.
How do you like it? Do you feel rested at the end of the night? Do you feel,
great,
have more endurance, more energy during the day?
I feel like I recover more. My cardio is, I feel like I have an extra 10-15% in the tank and I feel great.
Good stuff. Well, we can't wait to see you back in there on Saturday night doing your thing. I know we have your address again. We're going to send you another care package from 8-Man Strong. And have a good time and enjoy yourself on Saturday.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Take care. That is Flash as he signs on the poster, Jared Gordon. He's been on a few times.
So yes.
I like chatting with him. All right. Let's go hit a quick break.
I thought that was Randy trying to get out of the walk-in.
more shenanigans and more stupidity from Matt. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Staff Sergeant.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, everybody, it's Dick Vitale of ESPN and ABC. Hey, let me tell you something. You're talking sports with Randy Harris, baby. You better listen. He's awesome with a capital A.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Calling all Rocky Balboa fans, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. If you're a Breaking Bad fan or WWE or South Park, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. Scarface, Godfather, Back to the Future, and Jaws, and many others available at oddsocksofficial.com. Double Dare, SpongeBob, Street Fighter, and did I mention Rocky Balboa? All available at oddsocksofficial.com. That's oddsoxofficial.com. If you can't find a pair to wear, then why do you have feet?
I'm Kevin Hazlett. As a prosecutor, I faced down human traffickers and drug cartels. I was threatened, even followed. But you can't seek justice if you're looking over your shoulder. In Congress, I won't be intimidated by the left or open border Republicans. The Washington cartel wants amnesty. I'll say no. They do nothing as fentanyl floods our streets. I'll fight to finish the wall. The cartels won't like this ad. I'm Kevin Hazlett, and that's why I approved it.
Join the Humane Society of Tampa Bay for our 19th annual Tuxes and Tails. This Black Tie Gala will be hosted at the Tampa Convention Center on October 8th from 5:30 p.m. till midnight and will feature adoptable pets, a silent auction, a cocktail hour with complimentary wine and beer, dinner and dessert, live entertainment, an after party with cigars and dancing along the Riverwalk, and much more. Tickets and sponsorship are still available at www.tuxestailstampa.com. Come show your support for homeless animals in Tampa Bay while you dine and dance all night.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm James Lofton, and you know who you are on the other side of the dial, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Is that Jimmy Lofton?
James Lofton.
Oh.
Did you talk about Jimmy? No, it's James.
Oh.
Did you watch the Bucks game on Saturday?
No. The GOAT wasn't playing. Yeah, the GOAT's not there. I'm not tuning in.
I was going to say he's
not. He didn't even go.
It's
his team, and he didn't even
show up. But none of the starters played. And I don't know if the starters are going to play this Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
You know, which I think it's a huge advantage, and I can't even remember the
Caleb?
Yeah.
The co-host?
No. He's busy in New York.
Yeah.
I mean, he is.
He's playing.
He's busting his butt. I've talked to him every day. But we'll get to that in a second. But, you know, I was out at practice yesterday, and they were talking about how unique it is that they had the Dolphins come to town last week, and now they're going to town to practice against the Titans. And normally you don't get that. You get to do one. You know, somebody comes, like, I don't remember, I could be wrong, but I don't remember in years past, and if Ed's listening, he can correct me, that, you know, that the Bucs had a team come in, and then they went to another team. But they were saying how important it is with the fact that there is only three preseason games and the fact that they're not playing week one and they're probably not going to play week two. And typically, they don't play the last preseason game because they're getting ready for the season.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, this live action, you know, is really helpful. I took a photo of your special teams. I think it was yesterday, the new punter and possibly the new kicker, who's looked good, but missed the most important kick on Sunday or Saturday. Now, he nailed the first one, but they iced him. So then when he came back, he missed it. And I just don't want the Bucks to jump conclusions, you know, and replace Suckup, and then we go back to the same problems that we've had with kickers. Okay, think about that.
I'm thinking about it. I mean, I didn't know kicking was that big of a deal.
It's huge. It's huge. All right. Just sit there and be quiet.
Was there like a famous dolphin with the laces out or something?
Let's go back out to Salt Lake City as we get ready for this weekend's return of the UFC. And UFC 278, your pound-for-pound king, Kamaru Usman, back in the cage. With us right now, let's welcome Luis Saldana. Luis, how are you, sir?
How's it going, Randy? Pretty good.
How's things out there in Salt Lake City? I've never been there, so give me a 30-second. What's Salt Lake City like?
It's my first time here, and it's really nice, really clean. The weather's great. Good to get out of the heat from Arizona.
For sure. Well, when we're here in Florida.
So good.
We're here in Florida. Maybe we should have gone out there to get out of the heat here in Florida as well.
Oh, wow, yeah.
What's a fight week like for you? How do you get through it? I always ask the fighters, you know, do you try not to think about the task at hand, which is the fist fight on Saturday, or do you want to think about it and count it down? Because Saturday, when you get in the octagon, it's kind of like the start of summer school. Of summer vacation, not summer school. Sorry.
Yeah. Fight week for me is usually a pretty calm, like the calm before the storm. The work's been put in already. I finished an 8-week training camp last Tuesday, so this last week and a half would be just tapering down on my weight and to get ready for the weight cut Friday.
I just asked Jared, who was just on, the same thing. You know, as you're cutting weight, a lot of fighters like to watch the food channel and watch food. If it was me, I wouldn't want to think it, smell it, anything. Which side of that are you on?
Oh, man, I'm with him. I've been watching TikTok food videos of Salt Lake, looking at the best restaurants in town and just foods to eat after my fight. So I'm super pumped up for that part.
So you're already planning on food on Sunday?
Yes, yes.
What is that one food item? Is there one food item that you're craving that you haven't had over the past 8 weeks?
After a fight, I usually go to, I try to find the best chicken sandwich wherever I'm at.
Well, that's Chick-fil-A, but it's Sunday, so.
Whoa, Chick-fil-A, don't say that. Chick-fil-A. So, Luis, so I see your first boxing match was at the ripe young age of 8 years old. Was it love at first? I mean, punch, was it, did you know, like, at that age with your father, like, introducing you to it, did you know that this was your thing, combat sports was your thing, or did you fall into love with it later?
Yeah, I kind of grew into it later. First, it was just kind of like a little family sport that me and my brothers got into. And as I got older and just kind of life threw me back to boxing, and I got back really into the martial arts and discipline of the sport. And that's what led me to MMA.
So I have an 8-year-old grandson. It's from my son's second wife. They both, the daughter and the son are in MMA. He's 8 years old and he was sparring with another 8-year-old. Now the difference of the two, the other 8-year-old was probably, I don't know what an 8-year-old's height is. 3 feet. Is that about what an 8-year-old is? 3.5. And Jack is about 4 feet, 132 pounds. So he's sparring with this kid. And at the end, my daughter-in-law says, Jack, what a great job. And Jack goes, I didn't even try. I didn't want to hurt him because he was just so big. I mean, do you remember that first, whether it was fight or sparring and how it went down?
Yeah, that's good that he has that awareness at a young age. And sure. You know, he knows just to be learning and playing it safe with other guys, his teammates. But yeah, I remember my first few sparring sessions. Back then it was pretty intense. You know, you got all the coaches watching and I mean, it was super fun, but just great learning experience as a kid. It was super different. Gets you out of puts you in your out of your comfort zone, I would say, at that age.
granted, I didn't do it when I was eight, but when I used to train jiu-jitsu and all that kind of stuff, I loved it just for the main fact, and I know we just talked food. You know, I've been trying to lose weight. I can't lose weight. I'll never lose weight. I love to eat. But if I go to the gym and I do jiu-jitsu and I train and all that, I come home and I don't want to eat because I don't want to put anything, you know, the little bit that I just lost, you know, I don't want to put back in by eating. So it's kind of crazy.
Yeah, diet's everything, nutrition's everything for health, and that's where you got to start.
Got to start somewhere. Give me your thoughts on your opponent.
Sean Woodson, he's a good striker. He's actually a boxer as well, up there from St. Louis. So we're both Midwest guys, and it's going to be an exciting fight Saturday.
Back to food, sort of, because I love asking this question. I'd love for the national audience to get to know you if they don't already know you. You're going to have dinner for four. You're going to invite four people over, living or passed away, real or fictitious. It can't be family. It can't be, you know, teammates from the gym. Who are you inviting over?
Oh, wow. that's a great question.
We can get back to it if you want.
Yeah, let's get back to that one.
Okay, sounds good. I know that you just signed the posters or you're getting ready to sign the posters, and I always talk about this as well. You know, the fans that collect the posters and collect gear and collect photos and whatever. Do you collect, you know, your items and the fight posters of your fights, and do you collect anything else, whether it's sports-related or not?
Yeah, I've kept all my stuff from the Contender Series and all my UFC stuff. I keep it all at home, and just, it'll be memorabilia for later on. And
who
other stuff? What's that?
Yeah, no, I'm saying, and is there any other stuff? It could be anything from clothing to autographs or whatever. Stuff?
No, I don't have too many collectibles.
I always ask because you never know who I know, and I've had people say, well, I would like to get this, and as soon as the show's over, I make a quick phone call, and you know, I'm able to obtain something. Is there one something that you would love to acquire at some point in your life? So I'll tell you the story while you're thinking. So
yeah.
I also do an NFL. Oh, I can't say those letters.
Yeah, no.
I also do a football show regarding football teams that play on Sunday.
There you go.
You know, with athletes that play in that game on Sunday. That way I can't get in trouble. And I asked this one guy the same thing about collecting. He goes, I don't really collect anything. And I'm like, come on, Leonard, come up with something. If there's one piece of something that you'd like, what is it? And he floored me because nobody's ever said this. He said, Jesus Christ sandals.
Oh,
which
wow.
I think is what, yeah, I would have never thought that. And I'm like, yeah, I think I'd like to have that too. But so that's where the question just kind of comes from. And again, it's way people can get to know.
I think they were made by Crocs. Think Crocs made Jesus' sandals?
No.
Because okay. They're comfortable.
You know, they do like the Air Jordans.
Like, Air Jordans. Like he did walk on water.
The Jesus ones would be like the Air Bethlehem.
There you go. That's awesome. That's awesome. Craziest, funniest, strangest thing that's ever happened either to you, regarding you in a fight.
In a fight, I was fighting this guy coming up on the local circuit, and this guy kept like smelling me, and he was like saying weird stuff about my scent, like trying to throw me off. And I was like, what?
Is he the president?
Shut up! Take this beating.
Did he like the smell, or was he saying the smell was bad?
I was on top of him for most of the fight, so I think he was kind of annoyed of just being underneath me.
Well, back to the football, you know, there's players that purposely do that, you know, like linemen that do that, or they'll do even worse so that you don't want to grab them, you don't want to tackle them, you don't want to do anything. So it is crazy. Well, I know Saturday's going to be fun. What can the fans expect when the octagon door shuts out there in Salt Lake City?
Oh, pure excitement. All my fights, I've had 13 finishes. When I come out there, to put on a good show for the fans, and that's what it's all about. So I'm going to go out there and do my job this Saturday.
Awesome. Well, not only have a good time and enjoy yourself Saturday, enjoy whatever restaurant you find and go to on Sunday.
Thank you so much, Randy.
All right, take care. Good stuff. Let's go hit a quick break. More shenanigans coming to you live from Tournament de Pizza. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ralphie May, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Billy Bob Thornton here, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Out here at Tournament de Pizza, coming up in the second hour. Now, we're trying to work out the details on the two other UFC fighters, both from Australia. Both have great stories. But smacked right between the two of them, you know who's coming on?
No.
Superman.
Like that.
Clark Kent.
Superman?
Clark Kent.
The TV Clark Kent?
Clark Kent.
Well, it's different because there's different ones.
Well, this isn't an animated one. This is Superman.
Superman is a TV show. There's a TV show called Superman.
Yeah, yes, there was. And Dean Cain
scheduled
to be on here shortly.
Wow. It's awesome.
Yeah, I think so.
What's your kryptonite? Do you have a kryptonite? There's something you just can't resist, like a food. Or like an ice cream or dessert. There's something that you have no willpower for. I mean, Diet Coke, obviously.
I have no willpower for almost everything.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not.
No,
right.
I mean, it's not good, but I mean.
What's your one kryptonite? If you're going to go straight in there on your nutrition, your diet, your weight loss, and I put this in front of you, and you're just like, you know what?
In front of me. All
I can't
right.
say no.
So if it's not in the house, I don't care.
Okay.
But I would probably say Reese's.
Reese's.
When, you know, Reese's.
The peanut butter cup?
Yeah, like the peanut butter.
The big one? Like
no,
the original.
You know what the best ones are?
Uh-huh.
The absolute best ones. They're the little, really small. They're like a dime. Like literally the size of a dime.
Okay.
The beauty of that is you don't have to peel them. You don't have to take all the wrapping off and stuff.
Okay.
So you can literally throw a ton of them in your mouth. You know, or you can just do one at a time or whatever, where, you know, it just gets to be a pain. You know, you got to rip open the bag. You got to peel the brown crap that's
the wrapper. Yeah, like such a waste of time.
It truly is. It truly is a waste of time.
Okay.
So it just so happened, and I didn't even know about them, but I'll throw them a plug. Publix had BOGOs.
Oh.
So I bought four bags.
And how long
Not
did they last?
Not one bag.
How long did they last?
Not long.
Did you get them home?
No, yeah.
Okay. Because, I mean, I know you. They might have not even made it out of the parking lot.
Yeah. No, I got them home, and I left them in the refrigerator, and I'm like, no, I'm not going to eat them for a while, and then I think I ate both bags that night.
Okay.
You know what other thing that's killing me right now?
No.
And I found it at Publix. They had a BOGO, so I tried two of them. Then they didn't have them for a couple months, so okay. I had to go to the flea market out in Oldsmar, and I happened to find them there. They're spicy peanuts.
Okay.
The only problem is you have to crack all the damn shells. And I want a bag kind of like sunflower seeds.
They're pre-done.
Yeah, pre-done. So not pre-chewed and then put back in the bag.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Spicy peanuts. I didn't know that was a thing.
So, yeah, spicy peanuts.
I mean, they're boiled peanuts. I see those all the time.
Yeah. No.
Same guy. Like, the same guy who makes boiled peanuts.
Jimmy Carter.
Who?
Jimmy Carter.
The president?
Ex-president.
Oh, is that what he does? Yeah. That's his thing?
You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah, Jimmy Carter was a peanut farmer.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Didn't know that.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Wasn't around then.
Something that I saw on the Book of Face, I'm okay with selling memorabilia.
Okay.
Collecting memorabilia.
Sure.
Matter of fact, I'm getting something in the mail in the next couple days that I cannot wait for.
Jesus' Crocs?
Yep, his Crocs.
Air Jordan.
That was good. So, you know, we do a lot with Panini.
Yes.
So I saw, and I have the photo if we really want to, you know, get into it more, a Trask, the backup to the backup of Tom Brady.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. He's an alumni of the Gators, right?
Of the Gators.
Yeah, Florida Gator.
I believe it's a game-used piece of his pants or something.
Okay.
You know, because they do that. The asking price on this card.
The Trasking price?
The Trasking price.
Right. The Trasking price is?
$11,000.
Oh, my God. What?
Now, before... No, I'm...
What?
Before I don't know which way I want to tell you this, so... I'm in an email thread with a couple different professional baseball teams.
Okay.
One being, I guess they're still my favorite team, even though I could care less anymore.
St. Louis Cardinals.
The Philadelphia Phillies.
Oh. But you're not even from Philly. You're a bat boy for the Cardinals. That's got to be your favorite.
I was bat boy for the Cardinals.
You got to be.
I was born in Philadelphia. My dad loved the Philadelphia Phillies.
Okay.
Matter of fact, as he was slowly dying, that was one of the things that we did a lot and talked about, and because I would still hang out with the Phillies and whatever. So I'm in this email thread with the guy from the Philadelphia Phillies organization that sells the memorabilia, which is a little different than some other organizations that they somehow disappear through the back door, and then fans are now selling the stuff.
Okay.
So he just sent the updated list, and it's everything. It's bases. It's balls. It's the lineup cards. It's jerseys. It's game-use jerseys. It's the name tags. Literally everything. $8,000 for a Bryce Harper game-use jersey.
Why? For what?
A, you would have to really be financially set to spend $8,000 on a jersey or $11,000 on a guy who's thrown two passes. And I said, there is nothing. I cannot think of anything that I would ever spend 11, that I would ever spend 8. To be honest, I don't know if there's anything I'd spend $2,000 on. I don't know. I don't think so. I don't know if I could pull $1,000 to meet Rocky Balboa. And you know my love for Rocky Balboa.
Yeah.
I don't know. Now, in defense, Leslie Lacy, who is one of my favorite co-hosts of all time, and at some point we hope to reacquire her, as she's now back at doing TV down in Sarasota. She spent pretty close to $1,000 on the meet and greet of her favorite person.
Right.
Leslie's my favorite person, and Leslie's favorite person is Olivia Newton-John.
Okay.
So she spent, I think it was close to $1,000 meet and greet photos with John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John.
Okay.
I don't know if there is absolutely anything.
So what's the point with the Trask, like the Trasking price of being so much money? Like, why is it $11,000? It's not even a uniform. It's just a portion of the pants, like a cutout. Is it just fabric?
Yeah, you've never seen the cutout photos and stuff.
So it's like a piece of.
All right, let me try to pull it real quick, live on the air. Yeah, so it's just, you know, that's just a card and that's a piece of his pants, and it just happens to have, you know, like some of the words of the Buccaneer.
So is this all based on potential? Is it just based on like future earnings? What do they think he could become? Because
and here's the guy's thing, and it's in the Tampa Bay Buccaneer game used, worn, issued memorabilia. Would love for this to go to a Bucs fan. Best card of his out there. Doubles in value once Brady retires. No, asking $11,000 your best offer.
I don't even know how to respond to that. Unless there was like DNA and some girl was like going to get a lottery ticket for having a baby by him, that might be worth $11,000 in court.
I would not spend that
on Maury Povich. Be like, you are not the father. Be like, yes, the best $11,000 I ever spent. I don't know. Why would you want?
But again, I'm in a different situation than people that are extremely wealthy. But I know the Jordan rookie, the Wayne Gretzky Opeachy, you know, is stupid. I still wouldn't spend $11,000 on it.
I should get my own Panini card. You know the people. Get me a Naked Pizza Man Panini card. That thing is priceless. And speaking of prices, Randy Harris, did you know that 2 days ago, I hit the 13-year anniversary of the original pizza diet, where I finished the 30-day pizza diet at 179 pounds. And guess what I weigh today, Randy Harris?
I don't care.
179 pounds. That's like the fountain of youth. We can market that. I've reversed 13 years of life, and I'm right back where I was at the 33 years old, same age Jesus was when he lost his life. Here I am.
So you implying you're going to lose your life?
I beat Jesus. He was 33. I'm 46. I got 13 more laps around the sun.
I need to move away from you just in case.
You should buy my Kool-Aid, sponsored by Pepsi.
Yeah, that'll never happen. I would never, A, buy your Kool-Aid or B, buy a Pepsi.
See, that's why you and I are so good together. You're the yin, I'm the yang. I'm cool, you're aid. I'm just saying.
I'm not even touching that. I swear, you are just an idiot.
No, look, everything goes together, like peanut butter and jelly. Like we contrast
Twix.
Well.
You know the two buildings at Twix, is that's what you're saying?
We could, yeah, right.
Well, we do fit in well. I have common sense, you don't.
Yeah, I'm a champion, you're not.
What are you a champion in?
Bodybuilding, pizza making.
All right, you're definitely not pizza making.
Pizza making?
Bodybuilding. Bodybuilding, I can't argue because you did steal a trophy. So,
champion.
From what I've been told, because I would never go to one of those, especially one that you were in.
Oh.
What I was told is you competed against two dead bodies.
Well, no.
They laid there, and because they didn't pose off,
yes,
you were given the title.
Well, what happened was we competed at Lake Mead, and then their bodies came missing. And then when with the drought, they found the bodies. And now I'm down to third place.
All right, so I'm also going to, I told you I wouldn't bring this up, but I'm going to. Thoughts on BKFC this weekend in London?
Yes.
Good friend of the show, Platinum Perry. But the co-main event was Paige VanZant.
Greatest marketing I've ever seen on her Facebook page just a little bit ago.
A little bit ago or the photo?
Right, yeah, the photo of her wearing the sweatshirt of her on the sweatshirt.
No, that's not. No, okay.
The greatest pullout game ever. Like, that was the greatest caption she could do. Now people are, it's viral. Like, she's
more viral than the photo of her on the motorcycle?
She's way more. Because now she's talking about how weak pullout game and, like, how she didn't pull out of the fight and it wasn't her call. And so she's fought back, but then she created a T-shirt and a meme about it. And now she made a sexual
way. Hold on a
second.
Hold on. So she already has out a T-shirt.
It's a sweatshirt with her on it.
Of explaining that.
And it says weak pullout game. And she's asking people to chime in on their who tag people who who are weak and don't pull out fast enough.
Well, but hold on. I'm not trying to get. Hold on a second. I'm not trying to make this a sexual thing. I'm just confused. They just announced it yesterday. But do you think this shirt was already in the process of being made?
No, I think she just did it as a reactionary. And that's how fast.
The shirt's already done. She was able to get a shirt done. In an hour and six minutes.
She was wearing the shirt in the photo. Let me get back to her page.
Interesting.
But just like when Jake Paul and Logan Paul and they fought Mayweather and he grabbed his hat and he snatched it and then all of a sudden they came out of the clothing line called Gotcha Hat.
Oh, hold on a second. No. It's totally different because I was going to buy one of those hats.
Yeah, well, look at that.
Hold on a second. I was going to buy one of those hats.
Yeah, Gotcha Hat.
It was the worst made, in my opinion. It was worse than what my 2-year-old granddaughter would have made. The quality, it was just like letters thrown on a white hat.
From Paige VanZant's own Instagram page, I didn't pull out. Tag someone else who doesn't pull out. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant marketing. And so she already won. Forget the fight.
Well, she didn't win.
She won. She got fan appeal. She's going to get more views, clicks. She makes way more money doing Instagram, social media than
she does do that.
Ever from combat sports. She's 0-2 in the bare knuckle. She doesn't have to fight again ever again. They pulled her fight, so I don't know if that counts as her third fight. She only had a 4-fight deal.
Yeah, it doesn't.
No?
No.
Why?
A fight is a fight. It's like if you were to get a raise after your next 2 shows, if you don't do 2 shows, it's not whether I allow you on the air. You have to do 2 shows. These fighters that haven't fought in forever, they have fights remaining on their contract. This does not count.
Really?
They pulled it for whatever reason.
when they can negotiate that in with the management, like, hey, like if you pull out, it counts against you.
If it's negotiated in the contract.
Right. If the promotion pulls the fight, you went through the fight camp, you went through the grueling process of cutting weight, training for 8 weeks, and you sacrifice your time and social events and family and function, and then a week out, you're told you can't come to London, you can't perform, you can't showcase like what you've been working on.
If it's in the contract, then a definite yes. But it's just like if the other fighter gets sick, if the other fighter misses weight, if the other fighter, you know, the doctors rule you they can't fight, they're not going to let that count. You know, it doesn't count.
Is there a union? In
what?
I'm just saying, Amazon is trying to unionize the workers.
Amazon's trying to unionize fighters?
Certain, like in New York, I think it's in New York State, they're trying to unionize the workforce. When do the fighters get a union? When will
Never.
We get? You don't think it's going to happen?
I don't think it will.
Really?
Yeah. You know, now I'm sure that it was said the same thing of baseball back in the day and whatever. And look, they all have it. But I don't see it. You know, I think because of the bigger organizations are just going to say, hey, then don't sign with us. Give me a name that the UFC could not live without. Now, if you tell me the top 20 walk, that's different. But the top 20 are the ones making the money.
Yeah.
So they're not going to walk.
Right.
You may get a martyr, one that's going to say something, you know, but any one top fighter could
leave. The UFC needs Conor McGregor.
They can use Conor McGregor.
Right.
They could use it. But, you know, Paddy's going to be taking that over, you know, pretty soon.
Pretty soon. Yeah, he's on his way.
You know, he's on his way. Molly's going to, you know, will they ever get to the level of Conor? Once you fill arenas, how much more can you do?
Yeah.
And there are a couple of them, you know, that are going to be blowing it up. So it's all good stuff. All right, let's go hit the top of the hour break. When we come back, more shenanigans and Superman. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Sign.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.